Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
Barb Fricke, Director of Marketing, once again with us from Felician Village. Hello, Barb.
Hi, Jim.
Well, there's a lot of different options these days for older adults to choose and where and, you know, where they want to live. And there's a lot of terms out there, so I'm hoping you can help me. We have nursing home, we have senior living, assisted living. Many of these times, you know, they refer to different living areas, but are they same or are they different?
Well, they really are different, and part of the confusion is that each state names these living options different things and then licenses them or regulates them differently also. So when an adult child living in another state starts doing some research for mom or dad and where they're going to possibly be living, it can be really confusing. The term senior living is really a generic term, and that encompasses the entire group of living services offered for older adults. So as, for example, Felician Village is a senior living community. We have different forms of living under that umbrella. And that's independent, two forms of assisted living, nursing home, rehab, an at-home program for those still living in their own home. And then other senior living communities may have different combinations of any of those types of living. Mm-hmm. So, quite honestly, there's lots of different combinations. Then when we get to the term nursing home, that refers to skilled nursing care. So you may hear that term used on occasion, skilled nursing care. At Felician Village, this is St. Mary's Nursing Home, and there's always an RN or an LPN available to oversee the care provided by the CNAs and other staff in a nursing home. So residents who live here need more in-depth, 24-hour-a-day care, help with many activities of daily living. They may be taking multiple medications for which there are side effects and they need to be monitored, or they might need medical treatments that only a licensed nurse can provide. So state regulations in a nursing home are plentiful and very detailed. And then because of this skilled care, the cost to live in a nursing home is more than any of the other living areas. Assisted living differs from a nursing home in that assisted living was built on a housing model as opposed to a medical model like a nursing home. So state regulations are less here. Assisted living residents are usually independent but may need some help with a specific task, such as bathing or dressing or taking medications. They tend to be mobile, while nursing home residents need help with transportation or could be bedridden. Assisted living residents usually have an apartment where nursing home has only a room. Assisted living residents don't need ongoing medical attention compared to nursing home residents. And so, therefore, assisted living is less costly because there is not as much supervision and medical care needed. And then in regard to payment options, there's differences in payments for the two different areas also. Medicaid can be applied for when someone has depleted all of their own assets, and Medicaid does not pay directly for assisted living, but it will pay for nursing home care. However, in Wisconsin, there is a program called Family Care, which helps to pay for assisted living, and that can be applied for when a person is eligible for Medicare. So you can see where it gets a little confusing sometimes, and you have to be eligible for one program in order to be eligible for another. But luckily in Wisconsin, we have local aging and disability resource centers, and there those people are trained, that staff is trained to help with all the financial considerations regarding any type of senior living. So that's really the resource that folks should go to for help on finances and senior living.
And you are also giving tours of Felician Village and doing it very in unique way right now.
Right. We do have tours online, some video tours that we have available. And certainly if someone wants a tour and they don't have access to a computer or any type of smartphone, just give us a call. We're able to make arrangements. We could come to your place, or if you're truly interested and really need to look at the room, we are allowing people into our assisted living to take a tour. We're not allowing visitors at this point, but tours are acceptable.
Great, Barb. Let's talk again next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaVillage.org to learn more.